Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. While so much of the business news and workplace news in the time of the coronavirus is negative, I wanted to share a positive story I read recently about a small company based in Chicago called Farmer's Fridge that is doing their best to retain all their employees and to serve the people on the front lines of the coronavirus fight. Farmer's Fridge makes vending machines that sell healthy food, such as salads and sandwiches that are priced between $5 and $8. The machines are stocked with fresh food almost every day, and they're typically installed in areas with high foot traffic, like office buildings, college campuses, and hospitals. But as the coronavirus spread through the United States in March, Farmer's Fridge saw their business plummet, and they had to quickly revise their strategy. And the CEO of the company, Luke Saunders, decided he was going to do whatever he could to hold on to his people. When sales and revenue plummeted, his board members and his investors started calling him almost every day. They told him, you need to quickly minimize your losses. And for most companies like his, that would mean laying off or furloughing workers. But Saunders' top priority was retaining his workforce, which he knew would allow them to be there for his customers and benefit shareholders in the long run. But he did need to find a way to compensate for lost sales. He took a look at where the Farmer's Fridge refrigerators were placed: office buildings, college campuses, and hospitals. Well, the office building market had dried up, so had the college campuses, with most colleges sending all their kids home. But about 25% of the vending machines were in hospitals, and he realized this was his opportunity to keep generating revenue, but also serving and feeding the people on the front lines. In the beginning of March, Farmer's Fridge pivoted. They about doubled their number of fridges that were in hospital locations, and they even installed Farmer's Fridge refrigerators in the makeshift field hospitals that popped up around the United States, including the Javits Center in New York City and McCormick Place in Chicago, where the food options there inside those buildings were just about non-existent. And they even installed mini fridges in hospital break rooms and family bereavement lounges, and they gave food free for those who were in need. And now they're serving about 30,000 meals per week to hospital workers everywhere across the country, and that number rises daily. And they're donating all the meals that don't sell out of the machines. In February alone, they donated 25,000 meals to food pantries. Saunders realizes there's some risk with this strategy. He's asking his employees to enter hospital locations where the disease can spread, and he could be potentially exposing them to the virus. They do make that task optional for their workers, and they're paying them extra and providing their workers with full sets of personal protective equipment before they stock hospital locations every day. They may not be able to make up all the revenue from office buildings and college campuses, but they are providing an essential service, and they're keeping most of their employees employed as well. It's a really great story, and I hope more companies like this find ways to pivot and serve the frontline workers and keep themselves and their employees employed. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.